Just at 4:15.
所以如果可能在4:14结束。
Hallelujah,奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。Hallelujah,
in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
我今天要见证的内容跟其他的见证不大一样。The
content of my testimony will be a little different than other testimonies you may have heard.
在7年前在Cerritos见证完以后,收到很多问题。7 years
ago when I bore this witness, I received a lot of questions afterwards.
那因为这样子我也进入一个很痛苦的挣扎。
And after, because of all these queries, I had a lot of struggle.
但是7年后我再看,这个picture变得很清楚。
But then after 7 years later, I realized that it has become much clearer now.
我是第四代的 真耶稣教会的信徒。I'm
a fourth generation True Jesus Church member.
但是虽然从小跟家人来信主, 对神的体验不是很深刻。
And even though I have been with my family to True Jesus Church since I was little, I didn't have any deep impression of church or God.
那因为是这样子，所以当我来到美国的时候。 从大概1992年开始, 人生就遇到很多困难。
And because I didn't know God, so after 1992, I started to encounter many troubles in my life.
那我现在看回来, 自己都觉得很可笑。
And when I look back at my life, I can laugh myself.
因为只有一句话。
And there's only one word to describe this time.
我发现我人生所有的问题就是因为对神 认识不清楚。
And the source of all my problems was because I didn't know God very clearly.
那从95年开刀以后呢, 我就开始很认真地追求神。
And after I had a surgery in 1995, I learned to pursue after God.
因为在那以前我人生非常非常的繁忙, 一分钟都没有。
Because before my big surgery, I used to be someone who was very anxious all the time.
我平常一个礼拜大概要工作60个小时以上。
I will work at least 60 plus hours a week.
然后家里两个小小孩, 非常的繁忙。
And because I had 2 young children in my family, so I was very busy at work and very busy at home.
那95年刚好因为开刀的关系,就有一个很长的假期,一个人在家里。
And after 1995, when I had my surgery, I was able to be alone for a long time to recuperate by myself.
那那时候开始祷告。And
during that time, I started to pray.
开始体验到神。I
started to experience God.
那时候体验到神以后,从那一天开始,我就很认真地看圣经。
And after I started to experience God, I started to study the Bible diligently.
因为我不晓得要追求神到底要从哪里开始。
Because I didn't know that if I wanted to seek after God, where I should start.
在我的心目中,模范信徒就是每天聚会,每次聚会来都准时。
And I thought that I should be like those model Christians who always come to service on time.
然后平常在教会服侍。
And to serve at church.
那这些我都做了在那时候,但是我还是感觉不到神。
Even though I tried to seek after God by doing these two things, I still didn't feel that I connected with God.
那后来我就想,应该是要开始来看圣经。
So then I told myself I should start by reading the Bible.
所以那时候开始看圣经,可是很奇妙,从那天开始看圣经,虽然我一个礼拜要工作六十个小时。
And so what was very wonderful is that even though I didn't have a lot of time to read the Bible because I had to work more than 60 hours.
有时候圣经打开的时候可能是晚上一点了。
So at night time, maybe around 1 a.m. is the only time I have to open my Bible.
有时候是11点,都是很晚的时间。
So it'd be very late at night, sometimes at 11 p.m. at night.
但是从那时候看,每次一打开圣经,
I thank God every time that I open the Bible.
我就感觉到神 直接在教我。
I could sense and feel that God is teaching me.
那种教导很奇妙哈。
And that kind of teaching is very mysterious, wonderful.
就是他知道我真的没有办法去，我真的没有办法追求神，就只有这么一点时间。那我把他全部的时间都收集起来。读圣经这样子。
And he knew very well that I had very little time to study the Bible. He knew that I have saved all my extra time to just study the Bible.
那就他就开始教。当他教的时候，好奇妙，我就可以完全的了解。
It was so miraculous because the Holy Spirit guided me to understand the Bible. As he is teaching me, I will start to learn wonderful lessons from the Bible, and I could understand it very clearly.
每一天都了解。
And every day I could understand it.
我每一天都在神的话语里面看到神，也看到我。
Every day I will be in the Word of God, and I could see God, and I could see myself.
那我现在回想起来，因为那是98年开始的哈。
And when I think back, that started back in 1998.
我发现他教的秩序很有意思哈。
I remember how the Holy Spirit taught me there was a sequence to the lessons.
因为我以前他在教，我就很专心一直学。那可是现在15年后看那个秩序，我觉得好特别。
And at that time, I was concentrating on learning the lessons the Holy Spirit wanted to teach me. I never paid attention to the sequence, but now I look back, I realize there is a sequence to all these lessons.
第一年他开始教我怎么看每一个圣经的 character, 每一个人物。
The first year, I learned how to look at every single Bible character in the Bible.
那在看这个人物的时候，他每次都一直问我说，我看到什么？那神怎么看这个人物？
So every time I was studying a Bible character, there would be two questions that he would ask me. And the first question would be, What is the view of this character? What do I think of this character, and what does God think of this character?
那这样子每天一直看，一直不停的看，我就发现说，为什么我看到的这个人物的生命跟神看到的角度，跟他看到的东西不大一样。
I noticed in practicing this exercise every day by studying each character, I started to notice that there is.A difference between the way I looked at the characters and the way God looked at it, and I wondered why.
那我从那个当中就开始看到我自己的生命，哎，好像跟神的那个旨意不大符合。
And from studying the characters, I reflected on my own life, and I realized that the way I was living was very different from the way that God wanted me to act.
1999年。
And in 1999.
我人生除了还是这么忙以外，我身体开始很不好。
Not only was I very busy, but my body started to break down.
就开始觉得生活真的是挑重担。
I felt that I was so overburdened by all the heavy burdens.
有一天我在读以西结书的时候
，And one day while I was studying the book of Ezekiel,
我读到那个平原的骸骨。
I studied and I remember the valley of dry bones.
我就自己在想说，这个 vision 这个意象要怎么样可以 apply 到我的生活？这什么意思呢？
When I studied the vision of the valley of dry bones, I was trying to see how I can apply it to my life.
我不是很了解。那天已经很晚了，还在念圣经。
And that day was very late in the night, and I was still reading the Bible, but I didn't understand what the vision meant.
那就在想的时候
，While I was pondering this vision，
就有一个很强的 message 就进到我的脑子里面。
A very strong message or inspiration came into my heart。
他就问我说 ，Caroline， do you believe God can give you a new life？ 他问我说，你相信神可以给你一个新的生命吗？那我就吓一跳，因为我正在想说这到底在讲什么，我不是很清楚，我吓一跳。然后他在讲这个的时候，我眼泪就一直流下来。
And so when the Holy Spirit gave me this message, I was very touched, and tears started to shed from my eyes.
我第一个反应是说，这是不可能的事情。
And my first reaction was, I don't understand what is going on.
因为在那个时候我人生没有一个东西是我可以调整的。
Because I felt that there's nothing in my life that is within my control.
你很难想象有一个人的人生是没有一个东西你自己可以 control， 都已经是固定了。
Because everything in my life is beyond my control. There's very few things that's actually within my control.
我每天就是一定要做这么多 hour， 我一定要去上班才能付 payment 小孩的学费，很多费用，每天就是这就是我的生活哈。
Because my life was so hectic at a time, I had to make my mortgage payments, I had to work very hard and very long hours, I had to take care of my children. There are a lot of things that were beyond my control, and they were taking up all my time.
那后来我就非常的难过。
And because I was so burdened, I was very sad and depressed.
我想说，神要给你一个礼物，你为什么不就说感谢神我接受呢？
And so when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and asked me that question, it was as if God wanted to give me a gift. And I didn't have enough faith to accept it. So I asked myself, why didn't you want to accept it?
就好像有人要送你一个很美的礼物，那你就感谢就收下来。你为什么还要问人家说，我不相信那个礼物可以用，我不相信里面是有一个礼物，就说我为什么这样子呢？
And so it's like if somebody wanted to give you a gift today and you...doubt or you question your gift, it's just like that.
可是呢，后来我每天常常反复思想这个东西。
But every day I would rethink this question that the Holy Spirit gave me, and I wondered.
我就开始想，如果神要给我一个新的生命，我一定要认真把眼睛张开来看。
And the question from the Holy Spirit was that He was going to give me a new life, and so.I was thinking that if I'm going to have a new life, then I gotta open my eyes and really look for this new life that He promised me.
如果今天有我能够选任何一个东西哦，记得我刚刚说没有个东西可以选吗？今天如果神给我一个 opportunity 可以选一个东西哈，我就要选神，就是这样子。
And so I remember that I had no choice in anything in my life, but I was saying to myself that if I did have a choice, then I would choose God over anything else.
2003
And then in the year of 2003,
一件公司发生了一件很大的事情。
In the company, something big happened.
我就想，我是要换一个工作，还是怎么样
？And I thought maybe I should change my jobs.
那我就记得了，我只要有 opportunity, 我就是要选神。
And then I remembered, the principle was once I had the opportunity to choose, I should choose God.
我就毅然决然在那个公司已经服务15年，我大学还没有毕业就已经在这个公司上班，我就毅然决然把我的辞呈提上去了。
And it was in that time when I had the opportunity that I made the decision that I would resign from a job that I had started since I was in college. I worked there for 15 years already.
你们可能不知道，我1979年来到美国的时候，我们是就是白手起家，什么都要靠自己。
Since I immigrated to the United States in 1979, I started from nothing, as most immigrants did.
我一定要有工作。
And at that time, our work ethic was to always work very hard for our living.
我们后面没有人可以靠你，我就是一定要工作。
Because there is no financial support behind us.
所以我对我的工作的 portfolio 非常的照顾哈，我常常要 make sure 我有所有的 certificate， 我什么东西都要发光这样子。
And I took very great care in maintaining my portfolio or my resume to make sure I'm up to date with all my certifications and with my experience because I had to depend on myself for financial support.
我是一个很会计划的人。
I am a woman who like to plan ahead.
别人还没有的 certificate， 我就知道我应该赶快去拿起来。我一定是超前的，我不会是 behind， 我不会是这样子。
And before others think of the certificates, I'm already there and I already have it in my hand.
我什么东西没有计划没关系，我的工作一定是要有计划的。
This is the most important thing. I always plan out, which is my career.
可是，在我提出辞呈的那一天
But ，on that day when I was voluntarily submitting my resignation.
我把 我人生最害怕的东西放在神的手上。
I put the thing that was most worried about in the hands of God.
我想看神怎么给我那个新的生命。
And I asked God to how he is going to give me the new life he promised me in prayer.
离开公司以后，我在家里想说，哦，先休息六个月再去换第二个工作。
And after I left and I went home, I was thinking, how am I going to use my free time now? I was going to plan on resting for about 6 months before I started on a different career.
那有一个很奇怪的事情就发生了。
And then something strange happened.
我就开始生了一个很奇怪的病，我从来没生过那样的病。
I started to have a very strange disease that I never had before.
那个病长得好奇怪，那就是忽然就是觉得头脑就很混乱。
I felt that my brain was very confused.
如果有一个人问我一个很简单的东西，我就开始一直冒冷汗。譬如说，如果先生问我说，哦，啊，那个 file 在哪里？其实就在那个抽屉里面打开就是了。可是我会就是开始一直冒冷汗，我就说我不晓得。
And so, for example, if I was asked any questions about work, if my husband would ask me, where's the file? It could be easily in front of me in that drawer, but I would start to have cold sweat.
那如果小孩问我说，妈妈，晚上我们要吃什么饭？汗就开始一直流下来，不晓得他晚上要吃什么饭。
If my child was to ask me, what's for dinner, mom? I would start to sweat because I would be so anxious.
在那之前，我不晓得，其实我们人的里面都有一个灯哈，我们的头脑里面有个灯。
And I, at that time, I didn't know that in our brain there's actually a light.
是那一次，后来生病就很严重，就在床上就不能起来。
And that day, after I started to get very ill, I lay in the bed and I couldn't get up anymore.
那我也没有办法跟人家解释我哪里不舒服，就不会讲话，就对了。
And at that time, I also lost my speech. I didn't know how to explain to people what I was feeling.
那我躺在床上，他们就说：“哎 ，Carol， 你到底怎么样？”那我不会讲，所以我就说我头昏，我不舒服。这是我唯一可以讲的。我没有办法跟他解释说里面发生什么事情。
And when I was laying there, my family would ask me what's going on, and I would just say I don't feel good, and that was all I could explain. I couldn't explain what was going on in my brain at that time.
那天早上大概。差不多好像小孩已经去学校了，所以到九点以后的事情，那天早上那个情况就很不好。
And that one day, that morning at 9 a.m. after children went to school, my situation got worse.
我就发现里面那个东西哈，一直暗，会一直暗，一直暗，就越来越黑。
I felt that the inner light within me started to dim.
我不晓得说里面居然会变黑。
I didn't know that there is a light that would get darker in our heart.
那时候我心里很害怕，非常的害怕。
And I started to get very fearful and terror enter my heart.
那也不会祷告，因为你就躺在那里想说，糟糕，那怎么越来越黑，越来越黑？这到底是什么？那个恐惧哈就很大。
The terror and the darkness overcame me, and I became so fearful. I couldn't pray. I couldn't do anything. I was paralyzed with fear.
那我就想说，那看看待会儿就变什么，因为 我也不能做什么嘛。
And I tried to do something, but I couldn't do anything.
那果然，它就越来越黑，后来就几乎就是全部黑掉，就是很黑这样子。
I felt that my inner light completely became black.
那就在那个全黑的时候呢，有一个圣经节。自己就跳出来了，因为那时候已经不能 function 了，也都不能讲话，也不能祷告。他不晓得从哪里跳出来，就跳出一节东西出来这样子。
And when I felt that I was sinking into the depths of blackness, that's when a verse from the Bible popped into my mind. Even though at that time I couldn't think, I couldn't pray, I couldn't speak.
那个经节很奇妙，他说哈，在神的爱里面没有惧怕。
And that is a very wonderful verse in the Bible. It says.In the love of God, there is no fear.
那他一讲的时候，我就可以看到，因为他本来是全黑的嘛，就可以看到一个很小的点。刚开始是看起来像白色的，就是一个很小的点这样子。
So when that verse started to reverberate in my mind, in love, there is no fear, I started to see a tiny pinpoint of light.
然后那一句就一直重复。那他每次一重复的时候，那个很小的点就会变稍微大一点。
And every time that verse repeated in my mind, that pinpoint of light will become a little bigger, and will continue to repeat in my mind that verse.
因为刚开始，因为那个点很小，我以为它是白色的。
At first, I thought that little point was white colored.
后来，当它一直变大以后，才发现它其实不是白色，它是一个光。
And then as it grew larger, I realized that it wasn't white, it was actually a glorious light.
然后就这样子，从那个早上，它就一直重复到下午，整个里面就开了。
And this light started to appear as the verse continued to resound within me. From 9 o'clock in the morning to the afternoon, the light started to grow bigger and bigger in my heart.
后来到下午的时候，全开，我一坐起来看那个时间，差不多四五点的时候。
And at 4 or 5 o'clock,I was actually able to sit up because the light has become bigger.
我就觉得好像做了一场噩梦，我不晓得那到底发生什么事情。那一坐起来就全部都好了。
And I felt that I had gone through a period of nightmare where I lost myself, but now it seems that I have been refreshed. I have woken up again.
那我后来有找到那个 verse 哦，在圣，我那时候不晓得那个 verse 是从哪里来的。后来有找到说，哇，原来这是一个圣经的 verse。
And that time I didn't know that it was actually a verse from the Bible. It was not until later that I found that verse.
那后来好了以后，我现在在回顾，就是我的先生本来，因为我们都是双薪的家庭。
And at that time, my husband brought in the second salary for the home.
所以他就觉得说，一定都是太太先生一定要去工作嘛。
And so, in a double income family, we always thought that we would both work for a living.
结果那一次以后，他说：“哦 ，Carol， 我不晓得你生病这么严重，哎，你不要再去工作了。”这样子。
And it was only after that ordeal, that my husband realized that my health was not really well, and that.He told me that from now on you don't have to work anymore.
那我自己在想说，其实那个病报从哪里来我也不知道。但是我记得，我只要有 opportunity， 我就要选神。我说对，我就是 OK。那我不要再去工作。
And so I was given the opportunity not to have to work anymore. And thank God I remembered that if I had the opportunity ever, I would choose God over anything else. So I chose not to work.
那这中间还发生很多很复杂的事情哈，因为时间的关系，没有办法一一解释。很复杂的情况就是说，本来是一个双薪的家庭，怎么可以变成你不用工作？这个太奇妙了。可是神就是这样子安排哦，好像就是一环扣一环，一环一扣一环，就一直开路，一直开路。
And so I experienced this wonderful miracle of God in my life that originally we depended on 2 incomes to survive in our family. How are we able to just depend on 1 income? And God led us through a series of wonderful openings that he opened the doors for many complicated issues that I don't have time to go through today, but they are really providing God's providence in my life.
那在后来呢？在这十几年来，我有收到很多很好工作的机会，也有投资的机会，有很好的机会。可是我牢牢的记得，如果可以选神，我一定要选神。如果这个东西是会占据我很多时间跟脑力的话，那我不行接。
And so, through all these years, I continue to receive tempting offers for better salary jobs and investments. But I always told myself, if I had a chance to choose, I would choose God so I can have more time to devote and to have a calm, quiet heart.
那我那时候想，一个人，大家都有一个追求神的心，哈。
And I think to myself that everybody has a heart to pursue after God.
但是如果你的时间都被占满了，你要用另外第二条生命来追求神吗
？If your time is all occupied by the things of the world, then how can you ever really spend time to pursue after God?
后来我就想说，那 那时候四十几岁，如果离开这个工作职场的那个 job market， 以后要回去是非常的困难，等于是慢性的职业的自杀哈。
And I know that I was committing career suicide by leaving my career completely and not being, not keeping up with my industry or my career.
那今天有饭吃，不表示明天也会有饭吃啊！以后人生一条路这么长，怎么办呢？
And so, even though I may have financial security today, I may not have financial security in the future.
但是我相信，后来我知道了，只要今天我有一碗饭吃，哈，那就对了，不要担心神会预备，哈。
But I learned from the Lord that as long as I have a bowl of rice today to eat, then I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, worry about self, for the Lord will provide for us.
这个十五年前见证哈，还那个 picture 不是很 clear。十五年后我看哈，美国的经济也经过 meltdown， 这么多事情，大家经济萧条，可是永远有一碗饭可以吃哈。十五年。
And so after I made this decision, 15 years later, I can look back and say, God has provided me all through this time, even though our economy has gone through great financial meltdowns.
那我觉得。今天我看这个社会，大家都是那么繁忙，每一个人要追求神哈，都被时间都被绑死了。要服侍神，好像来到教会就好像做第二份工，做完就赶快哦，我下一个就是教会的服侍是好像你的第二个工作这样子。
And so, because the society has made us so busy in our life, when we want to devote more time to serving God.In the church especially, this has become a burden. It's like our second part-time job that we have to handle. And so we like to finish it and get away as quickly as possible.
那这个真的是要我们的人，我们的生活真的是要做调整。
And I feel that we have to adjust our priorities in life.
那当我在回顾看到神教我的功课的时候
And when I looked back and I studied how God has taught me the lessons through the years,
第一课哈，他教我 impartial， 一个不偏袒的心。
The first lesson I learned was to be impartial in everything I do.
这个学最久，我最记得。
And this was something I had to learn for take a long time to learn.
因为学不会。
Because I couldn't really catch it very quickly.
过了一两年以后，开始神说你要看真的人了哈，不是在看 Bible 的 character， 这个已经很会看了哈。
And so God was teaching me to view others in a correct light.
当你看真的人的时候，你要有一个不偏袒的心。
When you look at anyone, you should be able to look at them objectively, impartially.
怎么学都学不会。
And at first, I didn't know how to do that.
我想说，我们人难道没有一点自己的意见吗？
And I was thinking to myself, why can't we as humans have our own opinions?
有一次学到非常的 frustrated, 很困难。
One time I had a very difficult time in applying it.
我就跟神讲说，我在教会里面我就没有看到有信徒在做这个调整，为什么我要调这个？
And then I complained to God, I said, other people are not learning this lesson, why do I have to learn it?
我追求神是因为我生活有很多困难，我只是想神帮我解决我的困难。
I pursue after you, to be my God so that I can solve the problems in my life.
但是每次我的祷告是关于困难，可是神他都不回答那个，他就是要我改变，就是要做神叫我做的东西。
And even though my prayers would be directed at the problems that I wanted him to solve, he would not respond to that. He would only expect me to learn the lesson he wanted me to learn.
那一次我记得神非常的生气。
And in one prayer, I remembered I felt the anger of God.
因为他不会生气说我不会，可是我开始说啊，那你看嘛，你看都没有人这样子，他非常的生气。
And he was not pleased at all with me because at that time I complained. I said, nobody else has to learn this lesson. Why do I have to change myself?
那时候我就开始第一次经验到神的愤怒。
And that's the first time I experienced the wrath of God.
从那一次以后就不敢了，绝对不敢说东说西这样子。
And at that time, ever since that time, I never dared to complain against God about his teachings.
第一个功课虽然很困难，感谢神哦，有学好。
Even though the first lesson was so difficult to learn, I was able to master it.
然后第二课要 sincere.
And I learned the second lesson was to be sincere to others.
然后再来 gentle, kindness.
And the third lesson,
温柔跟恩慈。
Learn to be gentle and kind toward others.
那我记得在学的时候有一次我就问神说，啊，怎么没有学爱？爱不是第一最重要呢？啊，怎么没有教这个呢？
And at that time when I was learning these lessons, I asked God, how come you didn't teach me love first? Isn't love the most important thing to learn first?
那次神有时候教人很幽默哈。
And sometimes when God teaches you, it's actually quite humorous.
就说你都不会 impartial， 也不会 sincere， 也没有 kindness， 怎么会爱人呢？这才差太远了。
And so it was funny because he responded to me that if you didn't know how to be impartial, you didn't know how to be sincere or gentle or kind to others, how can you even think about love?
一课一课一直学。
And as I could progress through these lessons,
2007年
in 2007,
不晓得为什么就被选为 church council.
And then I was elected to be a church council member.
我就想说，一定是这样子啦，一定是我都学会了。那神说，时间到了，那这个 timing 也对啊，这个很好。
So I thought I was qualified because of the lessons I've already learned.
但是很奇妙，我每次一祷告，问神说要做什么，他就跟我讲说，你不会做。他说我不会做。
But then every time I wanted to do something, I would ask God in prayer, and He would say, "You're not ready yet to do anything."
因为你不会做，所以你还不能当仆人这样子。
Because you're still incapable, you don't know how to do things. You're still not ready to be my servant.
那我就觉得很 confused. 我想说，那教会东西这么多，就会赶快把它做完啊。那又叫我不要做，那他叫我说，但是你要看，他叫我要看。
And then I was thinking of all the tasks that had to be done in a church as a council member. I said, how could you not tell me to do anything when there's so many things to be done? So then God responded that I had to just watch, observe and watch.
那要看什么呢?
And I didn't know what I needed to observe.
要看神的工作。
The answer was to watch the work of God.
我怎么可以看到一个看不见的神在工作呢?
How can I watch an invisible God doing work?
以前那个会调impartial， 可是现在要看神工作非常困难。但是我
So before, when I was learning lessons, I could adjust my inner heart. But this lesson was harder because how can I observe an invisible God at work?
那后来我想说这样子这个旨意有没有听错？再多祷告几次，再多问两次，一定没有错。
And then I prayed to confirm again if this is God's will for me to just stand by and watch.
每次祷告
，and every time pray, it was the same result.
你不会做，所以你不是我的仆人。你要记得，你不会做，你要记得。
And so God's response was that you're not my servant yet because you still don't know how to carry out tasks.
那我就想说，好了，那这样 OK， 那这样好了。如果有一天我会做了。可以当仆人，那你来通知我好了，这样好不好？不然我每次问都不是，那我也不能每天都问啊，这样子。
And so I prayed to God and I said, okay, when you're ready to use me as a servant, please notify me.
好，你通知我，我被通知，这样好不好
？So I will do nothing until you notify me.
好，那这件事情就过了，我就开始很认真的看哦。
And so I try my best to really observe all the things that were happening at church.
我开始看到很多在祷告里面一直很专心的看，我看到很多不同的东西。
Actually, I'm sorry, not in church, but in prayer. So as I was praying, I started to observe carefully.
每个教会的事物、人开始看。
I started to look at the things that was happening in church, the people around me.
在这个看的里面，我看到神的心意。
I started to view and find the heart of God in all the matters and affairs.
我看到神的性情。
I could see the character of God in these events.
我看到神的工作的方向。
I could see the direction of God's work.
我终于了解为什么马太会看到 当他看到这么多人来找耶稣医治的时候，他看到压伤的芦苇，他不折，神不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
And so this is how I saw that Matthew was able to see that when there were so many people that came to Jesus for healing and miracles, he could see that the bruised reed he would not break and the smoldering wick he would not snuff out.
那两年不停地看。
And during those 2 years, I continued to observe all the work of God.
有一次看到中间的时候发生了一个事情。
And one of the things that I was observing, I saw something happen.
是两边是一个争执跟 worship 有关的 conflict 的争执。
And there was actually a struggle regarding worship in the church.
那我就想说，啊，就赶快把它调过来就好了嘛，这样就不会吵了嘛，哈。
And then we thought that we just have to adjust things and make compromises and things will be okay.
那次刚好不晓得为什么。植物会就说哦，那 Carol 你看看要怎么调，你把它调一下这样子。
And a council assigned me to take care of this matter.
哦，好，哦，那我就给它调过来这样子。
And so I tried to use my hand on this matter.
可是我就忘记神千交代万交代说你不会做不要做。
And so I had forgotten God's instruction to me, which is not to touch anything.
果然那次调完以后，神也是很生气。
And after I tried to put my hand into the matters, God was not pleased.
那时候我还不知道为什么我不会做，后来他有让我看到，因为我做的那个方法是会起纷争的方法，不是说我的心意不对，不是这样子。
And then I realized after I looked at what I had done that my method was actually not in accordance to his will because I actually caused more conflict. And it wasn't that I didn't have good intentions in my heart. I did.
因为那时候还真的是不会做了。
Because at that time, I still didn't know how to carry out things in accordance to God's will.
那后来因为神很生气，我只好低声下气说，又把它收回来。
And so after I realized that God was not pleased, I withdrew everything I had done.
我说对不起啦，那个调整可能不合神的旨意，我对不起，我赶快把它调回来。
And so I apologize to everyone, to God, what I had done.
我那个 lesson 我记得很清楚哈。
And I remember that lesson very well.
两年过后了。
And 2 years later.
2011年。
In 2011.
继续还在学习。
Then continue to learn.
有一天，在安息日。
And during one day at Sabbath.
有一个信徒，他看到一个异象。
And there was a member who saw a vision at church.
他不晓得那什么意思，他来问我说 ，Carol， 我刚看到一个这样的东西。
And she saw a vision that she didn't understand, so she came and asked me what it meant.
然后我听到了以后，哈，心真的就怕到会颤抖。
And when I saw it, when she told me, I was shaken to the core of my heart.
因为那个事情已经过了很久了。
Because this thing had already passed for a long time.
记不记得我跟神说，我等着被你通知，好不好
？I remember I told you that I would wait until God notified me to do work.
他真的来通知我。
And so he notified me.
我非常非常的害怕。
And I was very fearful.
一个礼拜，他晚上都没有睡觉，很害怕。
I couldn't sleep for the whole week.
我想说，糟糕，那我自己在想啊，说，那现在都学会那。当神的仆人要做什么呢
？And so now I've been notified that I need to start serving him. I was wondering what I needed to do to serve God.
那时候还一直在想说要做什么做什么。
I was thinking what is it that God wants me to do for him.
三年后看到非常不同的东西。
And 3 years later, I could see wonderful works of God.
开始做的时候。教的课程又不一样了。
And this course and structure of the curriculum from the Holy Spirit was very different this time than what it was before.
那个教的课程很像是一个员工守则，很像一个 employee 的那种 handbook.
The curriculum was almost like an employee handbook, being the servant of God.
跟以前教的不大一样。
It's very different from the way I was taught before.
里面的内容很多，但是最主要是包括怎么样看到你的同工。
And the first thing I learned was how to properly view your coworkers.
怎么跟神的工作的方向同一个方向。
Number two, how to align your work with the will of God.
那我后来就了解他教的次序。
Then I understood the sequence or priority in which God guided me.
因为他先教我会看。
First, he taught me how to observe.
所以他后来跟我讲要同向，我完全就明白了。
And then when he told me that I had aligned with his direction, then I was able to understand.
跟神的方向、工作的方向要一样。
We must align ourselves with the same direction of God's work.
那他一直教我一个东西，我觉得好特别。
And there was one thing that he kept on teaching me that was so special.
就是说我用的方法。
That the methodology in which I served him.
一定要跟神的方法是一样的。
It has to match the methodology of God.
那我刚开始不晓得什么方法是跟神的方法一样。
At first, I didn't understand what is the methodology of God.
后来有学习到，原来就是要像雅各书第三章十七节。
Then later on, I learned that it's in James chapter 3, verse 17.
上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温柔、温良、顺服等等等。
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
我就了解到，当我们遇到一个问题的时候，
and then I learned that every time we encounter a situation,
那时候就是你需要神的智慧来解决的时候，
it is at that time you need to apply and seek the wisdom of God.
神的智慧是可以衡量，是看得到的，是可以做出来的。
The wisdom of God is concrete, it is measurable, and it is something that we can apply.
那这个是去年学到的。
This is something we learned, I learned last year.
那当我在看这个经节，我前后一直看的时候，第二次我心有非常非常的害怕，就真的会就是敬畏神那种害怕，不是说害怕的害怕，心的这真的会颤抖。
And so, when I observed this verse, I was really shaken with godly fear, not those, not terrified. It's just that fear from God and that reverence fear.
因为我仔细一看它的内容
，because in the content of this verse,
这些都是他以前在十几年的 这段时间有教过我的东西。
And these are all the accumulation of all the lessons I've learned in the past 10 some years that he has taught me one step at a time.
不是一个新的 lesson 哦。
These are not new lessons to be learned.
这每一个东西怎么做，我了解。
Every one of them I knew very well.
因为有些学很久 ，sincere, impartial, submissive, considerate, peace-loving， 我懂他在说什么。
Because every one of them I had taken a long time to learn. For example, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, merciful.
原来就是，他好像把它综summarize， 把它综合起来说，原来这样子是一个法则。
Impartial and sincere. So I actually learned that this is a formula of the methodology of God.
那后来开始服侍神以后，好奇妙哦。
And after I started to serve God with this type of formula, it was so miraculous.
我不会形容哦，能够最贴切的形容，好像是，因为现在人的，因为神的工作都是在人的心。
And so it's hard for me to describe, but I wanted to. Say this, that the work of God is usually in the heart of man.
现代人什么都有 ，device 最多 ，supplement 最多，可是呢，心是最软弱的。
And so in our modern man's heart, we have a lot of devices, we have a lot of supplements, but we are very weak in our heart.
里面最不对的就是那个心哦。
What is the worst part of a person is their heart.
那当我看到神怎么进去一个人的心来调整他的时候
，When I'm able to see how God is able to enter someone's heart，
在这个工作的期间
，to transform them， and during this time I can observe，
那很像好，神在做一个开心的手术。
It seems like God is doing open heart surgery。
那我好像是在旁边拿工具的那个工人哈。
And I was just like that nurse's staff who was just providing the tools, the instruments.
他如果说要拿二号，我就知道二号是哪一支，三号、四号，有时候动作很快哈。
And so, if he asked, the surgeon asked for tool number tool number two or tool number three or four, I know immediately which tool he's asking for.
因为那个都有学过,
because all these I have already learned.
那从开始服事以后，看到很多很奇妙的生命的改变。
And after I started to serve using this methodology, I was able to observe the wonderful miracles of God.
那我跟你们 share 两个哈，我觉得很奇妙。
I'd like to share with you two life-transforming miracles that happened.
有一个是一个忧郁症很重病的一个姐妹。
There was actually a sister in our church who had a very severe case of depression.
我遇到她，其实我本来是不认识她。
And when I met her, I didn't know her at first.
但是我遇到她的时候，她已经是在suicidal 的那个 stage 了。
She was at the border of suicide.
所以她不能回家。
She was unable to go home.
因为那个意念太强了。
Because the thought of suicide was overwhelming her. If she returned home, she would probably kill herself.
我从来没看过一个人，他的攻击是从里面出来的。
I never seen a person where the attack on that person came from within.
大部分我们的病都是外面 physical 的一些 condition 哈，可是他的攻击是从里面，是我们旁边人看不到的。
Most of the times when we have illness, the ailment is exteriors from the outside in through our physical body, but for her it was a attack from within her heart.
那我看到她的时候，她已经两个眼睛都不能动，她脸完全没有表情。
And when I saw her at that time in her most severe state, her eyeballs do not move, her face has no expression, it's vacant.
那这个是我第一次看到神的工作。
And this is the first witness of, that I had of the miraculous work of God in transforming a person's heart.
我看到亲眼看到神怎么进去她的内心，调整她。
I saw how God entered into her heart and transformed her heart.
这个前后大概是一年多左右。
It took about 1 year time.
那个过程无法形容哦。
It's a very indescribable process.
那我是站在旁边的那个人。
And I was just a standby observer.
但是神每次说要用哪一个工具，我知道哦，现在要用这个，要用这样，我了解。
And so God would tell me which tool to use and which tool to apply, and I would apply according to His instruction.
然后我就看到很美的东西哦，神的生命就这样子进去，把一个人从死亡的边缘。从一个很复杂的心理状态，就这样把它带出来。
And after these tools were applied, I saw an amazing miracle of a person that's transformed from the brink of death to a blossoming life.
我以前当我看我自己的人生
，before when I view my own life,
我都觉得我的人生是一个很辛苦的人生。
I always feel like my life is a life of toil and labor.
可能是跟我个性有关
，perhaps because of my obsessive nature，
个性 yeah,
personality。
那我的原始的个性是非常忧虑的个性
，because my original personality was very I was very anxious person。
但是呢，当我看到神透过我做出来的工作，我觉得很不可思议。
But I am so surprised that God is able to use me to be able to do such wonderful miracles.
第一次我看到我的人生，我觉得好美啊。
This is the first time I've seen such a beautiful thing in human life.
我从来不会这样看我的人生。
And I never thought that I could have a beautiful life.
怎么会这么美？
And how could it be so beautiful?
另外一个 case.
And then in the second case,
那个有一天我在家里，那我接到一个电话。
When I was at home, I received a call.
那个姐妹在电话的一边跟我讲说她不能呼吸。
And that sister had told me that I cannot breathe.
那我好紧张啊！我就想说，那我是不是应赶快帮你叫911
？And I was so anxious. I said, should I call the 911 for you?
但是他说不要，他先生已经快到家了，就快到了。
And but she said no, it's okay. My husband's coming home soon.
她说你可以陪我讲讲话。
She said, can you talk to me?
因为我很害怕。
Because I'm very scared.
那我就想要讲什么，就一直祷告，然后就开始就跟他讲。讲神的话。
I didn't know what to say to her, so I started to pray in my heart, and I started to use the word of God to talk to her.
那开始讲，哎，怎么对方就没有回应了
？And as I was talking to her, suddenly I heard the other side went silent.
那我想，那怎么办呢？那你在电话上又看不到对方。
And because I'm on the phone, I can't see what's going on with her face.
那我就一直祷告，就一直讲，大概前后大概讲了30分吧。
And we talked for about 30 minutes.
后来忽然有一个人30分都没反应，后来有一个人接过来是他先生。
And after 30 minutes, when there was no response on the phone, somebody picked up the phone, and it was her husband's voice.
他说 ，Carol， 你在跟谁讲话
？And then, Her husband said, "Carol, who are you talking to?"
我在跟你太太讲话。
I said, "Oh, I was talking to your wife."
她说她已经昏倒很久了。
And then, the husband said, "She has fainted for a long time. Didn't you know?"
那现在那个911，我赶快叫他们要把她送去医院。
And I've already called the 911 to take her to the hospital.
那次挂完电话以后
，And after hanging up on that phone call,
我心里非常的自责。
And I was criticizing myself.
我觉得我一辈子都不要来讲话了。
I thought to myself, I should never talk again my whole life.
因为我不晓得他生死未卜，送到医院后来是怎么样了，因为他一直说他不能呼吸嘛。
I didn't know what was her consequence. Maybe she, I didn't know because she was sent to the hospital in an ambulance.
我觉得说，真的不要讲话了。
Then I thought to myself, I shouldn't talk anymore.
哎，到晚上
And that
差不多。九点的时候
，around 9 p.m.
那个姐妹居然打给我。
That sister called me back.
从医院打来。
From the hospital.
她跟我讲说 ，Carol 有个好奇妙的事情发生嘞。
Carol, there is something I want to share with you. So miraculous.
她说我在昏倒的时候哈
，when I had fainted.
你每次你讲的那个圣经节，就在那里一直支持我、鼓励我、support 我这样子。
All the verses that you're saying from the Bible was actually in my mind. It was coming out to support me, to comfort me.
一直 support 到那个 ambulance 来，他去医院，结果后来就 OK， 就没事这样。
And this was an amazing miracle because even though she was fainted, that the verses were actually alive in her heart, comforting her.
我说平常昏倒的人是不会听到的。
Until the ambulance came, so I said to her, usually if a person faints, they can't hear anything.
听不到啊 ，coma 了，听不到啊。
Because when you're in coma, you can't hear anything.
他说就很奇妙，每个字就是那么清楚，就一直播进来，播进来，好像一直播到直接播到他的头脑，就一直播进去，广播进去这样子。
But the sister explained that every word that I had spoken to her, word of God actually entered her mind like broadcast very clearly every single word.
我真的不能相信哎。
And I couldn't believe it.
哇，感谢神呢
！I really thank God.
神的工作真的很奇妙，很奇妙。
The work of God is really beyond our understanding.
那在这十几年来
，these ten some years，
每天就是这么专注。
And every day I focused on the work of God.
要想哎，怎么样用一个神合神心意的方法来面对生活的每一件事情
？To use the method.That is according to God's will to face every situation in life.
就忘记担心了。
And then I forgot to be worried anymore.
我本来是很会担心的人。
I used to be such a worrywart.
哎，神凡事预备哎。
And we know now that God is the one who provides for everything.
那我跟你们分享两个神的预备。
And so I want to share with you two preparations of God.
我想我们在这里所的妈妈都可以了解到，我们最担心的就是我们的小孩哈。
I believe all the mothers here could share that we all care about our children very much.
小孩小的时候，你还可以教他，好调他。
When your children small, you can still change them, mold them.
可是长大了，真的调不到，可是担心的程度不变哈。
But when they grow older, they're untouchable. You still continue to worry just as much you worry before.
我看到神在我儿女上的预备。
And I was able to see how God is changing the life of my children.
我的小孩在我们的家庭里面
My children
在我们的家庭里面他看到不完美的父母
And my family saw imperfect parents.
他看到不完美的家庭
They see imperfect family.
但是在这不完美的当中
But in the midst of imperfection,
他们也看到神
They were able to see God.
神住在这个不完美的里面。
That they could see that God lives in such state of imperfection.
所以当我读到摩西看到神在燃烧的荆棘里面，我了解。
And so when I read in the Bible that Moses saw God in a burning bush, thorn bush, I was able to understand.
因为神是住在这个不完美的里面。
That God will live in places that is imperfect.
但是在这不完美的里面，他们看到神怎么用每一个不完美来教导他们。
But even though God is dwelling with us in imperfection, He will use our weaknesses and our imperfection to train us, to teach us.
我们常常遇到不完美，我们第一个跪下来就说：“神迹改变这个不完美，让它完美。”
And every time we may.Encounter any imperfections, we'll be kneeling down and telling God to get rid of this imperfection, to fix this, to change that.
但是这不是神的旨意。
But that is actually not God's will.
神要利用每一个不完美来教导我们每一个人。
God takes advantage of every imperfection to use it to teach us and train and mold us.
我看到神教我两个小孩方法非常特别。
And when I see how God changed...teaches my two children, he uses very special ways.
那这就让他们自己来见证了。
And so they will themselves come to testify.
那我在想，如果这个我们美国看这个小孩十八岁就是成人，赋予他成人的权利的话，在这个小孩十八岁以前，我们应该就要把他带到神的面前。
And so I believe as long as we can.Teach our children and bring them to the presence of God before they're 18 years old.
因为在十八岁以后，法律赋予他权利，他就是一个大人，我们真的不大能够调整他。
Then we have done our job because in the law of the United States, when they're 18, they're free to do whatever they like, and they are beyond our control. We can never change or mold them again.
所以十八岁的时候，让他十八岁就把他交给神带领了。
So after they reach 18, we can only entrust them into the hands of God.
那我可以看神一步一步的带领教导他们。
And now I can see that they have both reached 18 and above, and God is leading them step by step.
另外一个预备，很快哈，就是两年前。
Another providence of God that I witnessed is 2 years ago.
我先生从一个八尺的楼梯上。跌下来。
My husband fell from a 8-foot ladder.
那个 building 还在 construction.
And it was in the middle of construction.
所以地上就是那种 scrap metal, 就是那个铁皮啦、钉子啦、玻璃啊，就全部都大家都在 construction 的时候都把垃圾丢在地上嘛。
And the floor was littered with glass, broken glass, cement, nails, anything.
那个 ceiling 还没有关起来，就是一个铁的 grid 哈，就。一格一格的这样子。
And the ceilings were open with its metal joists or wind trusses.
那他从那八尺的楼梯掉下来的时候，他是往后。
And when my husband fell down backwards,
那人都会就是下意识就是抓着那个铁条嘛，就一格一格空的那个 ceiling 的铁条。
The natural reaction, for a person would be to grab on to anything they could hold. So he held on to the metal, truss.
那掉下来的时候
，When he fell down，
因为抓住那个 bar 哈，两个拇指的手筋就被割断。
And because he was holding onto the metal bar, both of his thumbs, the nerves were cut.
那个 tendon.
Tendon was cut in both.
那个 tendon 其实蛮粗的、哦。
And the tendon is actually a very thick tendon in your hand.
那天我在外面，他打给我说他有个 minor cut。
And then when he had called me about this, that he had a minor cut in an accident.
然后他说不用担心，我都包好了。
And then he said, "Don't worry, I have it all bandaged up, and I'm at home."
但是我回去看他的时候，我就觉得很怪，因为他的血是从 衣服一直流流流流到牛仔裤的脚，整片都是血迹，干掉的血。
Then it was very strange to me because there was so much blood that there was blood soaked all in the front of his chest, all the way to the bottom of the floor.
那很感谢神哈，虽然那个手巾很难接哈，而且接的那个 window 很短哈，因为那个手巾你不立刻接会缩回去哈，它会萎缩。
And even though doctor tried to reconnect the tendons because they have a very small window to reconnect the tendons. If you don't connect in time, the tendons will actually shrink and withdraw into the arm.
那就很感谢神，就在第二天有一个很好的 Good Samaritan 哦，一个完全不认识的人，还帮我 schedule appointment， 帮他挤进去一个 surgery 的 appointment， 那就接上去了这样子。
And thank God there was a Good Samaritan who helped me get an appointment right away, so he was able to get surgery and reconnected on his tendons the very next day.
那这就是神的预备哈。
And this is the providence of God.
当我回顾我的人生的时候。
And when I reflect back to my whole life,
有时候很困难的时候。
Sometimes there'll be very difficult trials to walk through.
我会想起在我的人生有很美好的脚踪。
I can look back to the beautiful footsteps.
我的姑姑，虽然已经过世了。
Now my aunt who has already passed away.
虽然她不是读很多书的人。
She was not someone who was a very learned scholar.
在她过世的前一天，她在教会里面洗厕所。
Before she died, the day before, she was washing the toilets in the church.
还在洗厕所，是一个非常谦卑的人。
She was a very humble servant of God.
我的祖母
，My grandmother，
在她年老的时候
，When she was old，
她有很多儿女可以去。
She can go to many children.
她选择去顾教会的会堂。
But she chose to live in the church to take care of the church.
是一个很 humble 的工作。
She too was a very humble worker of God.
这些人虽然我们人生是活在不同的时段
，and all of us humans we may live in all different sections and places of time，
但是他常常鼓励到我。
But these lives have encouraged me。
原来神要给我的是比他的恩典更好的东西。
That what he God wants to give me is something more wonderful than just blessings。
是认识神本身。
It is to know God personally。
当我十五年前跪下来求神解决我的问题的时候
，So looking back to the 15 years ago when I first knelt down to ask God to solve my problems，
我常常在等神迹，等神解决我的问题，恩典。
I was constantly hoping for a miracle, a blessing, or anything where God answered my prayer。
我从来没有想到我有一天会得到这样子的一个礼物。
I never thought that one day I would receive such a wonderful blessing, grace of God, that is spiritual.
我从来没想到，原来这是神的心意。
I never knew that this was the original intent of God.
原来这个是神要给每一个人的东西。
This is the intent of the wonderful and beautiful gift that He wants to give every one of us.
但是我们很遗憾。
But unfortunately,
我们常常把恩典拿走了。
Many of us have turned away this blessing.
我们就不肯再追求神。
We are not willing to pursue after him.
那我想用最后一个经节来结束。
And finally, I'd like to use one verse to conclude.
那就是刚刚侯传道讲的最后一节。
It is the verse that Pastor Ho mentioned.
以赛亚书三十三章六节。
Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6.
那个英文哈写说 ，The fear of the Lord is a key to this treasure.就是他说敬畏神的心就是打开这个宝藏的那个钥匙。好。
The fear of the Lord is the key to obtaining this treasure.
那愿一切荣耀归于神。
May all glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank God for the wonderful testimony.
那我们现在休息，等一下再来祷告会。
We will rest for a little bit and we'll come back to the prayer session.
让我们四点四十开始祷告会。
We'll start our prayer session at 4:40.
让我们一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.